I am pathetic. I realise I'm pathetic, but I get off on pretending that I am the sightiest person in the world. So we do quite a lot of online grocery shopping just because it's easy with two kids. And actually, it's quite easy because you can see the prices of things. It's just like, for access reasons as well, it's quite easy. I was in Waitrose the other day. I'd done an online shop about 3 days before, so really I shouldn't have been in Waitrose, but I was, just can't keep away. And there was somebody, I was standing near the eggs, and there was somebody in a mobility scooter coming up behind me, an older person, and they said to me, could you bend down and get me those eggs? I was like, yeah, sure. They pointed to the ones that they wanted, picked them up. Now, they were the same eggs that I'd just coincidentally got from my online shop. She said to me, so how much are they? And, like, if something is on ground level, I'm not going to be able to see it. I have to, like, bend down, sit on the
Waitrose, so you just guess it's $8.99 or more.
Sit on the floor, lie on the floor, contort myself at various angles to be able to see the price when it's, like, at feet height. And anyway, I said to her, yes, they're $2.99. And I was so chuffed with myself because I knew they were $2.99.
And did you make sure that you looked at the label?
Yeah, I did. I looked down and I proudly said, yes, they are $2.99. Those eggs, they are $2.99. The reason I knew they were $2.99 is because I bought the exact same eggs 3 days before online. And I walked away feeling right chuffed, thinking, she thought I could see that. And I blatantly had no idea.
Well done, you.
So, do I get a gold star? Would I get a gold star? Mm-hmm. If we awarded gold star, I think so.
That is an excellent.
I think so. Now, can I ask you if you have any bluffs for the week?
Well, my bluff of the week this week is pathetic because I was bluffing to a 2.5-year-old. So, I think this takes me into the realms of loserishness. So, my little lad is becoming more and more interested in pointing things out in the world around him. This leaves the unfortunate mess of, I have no idea half the time what he's pointing at. And given that half the words he says at the moment are slightly unclear, we're both a bit lost. So anyway, we're going along the road, his buggy, and he pointed and said, cat, cat. And I thought, what do I do now? Because he might be pointing to something completely wrong that isn't a cat. However, I just went, oh, yes, darling, a little pussycat, meow, meow, thinking, I have no idea where that cat is. Might be a cat, might not be a cat. And I thought, you know, I think he believed it. I think it was a good bluff.
Until a man walked past and went, yeah, your son's pointing at a cement mixer there, love. I never heard one of those go meow before.
It's true. And I am a little bit concerned that he's going to grow up with some really strange ideas about what things are.
Thinking that the robins in the trees go meow meow.
Indeed, and it could well have been that. I have no idea. I never did discover whether there was a cat or not. But
to be fair, I've been doing that for the last 7 years. Oh, mummy, what bird is that in the tree? Oh, well, son, I think it might be a... And what's the most common bird? I'm like, I think it might be a starling. I think it could be a pigeon. Now we started to say, no, mummy, that's not a pigeon. It's a lesser spotted redfinch bluebird, blah, 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 blah.
Wow, he's a bird watcher.
He's a clever boy, my son. He would be, wouldn't he? Eh? All the time, absolutely everything. My daughter, she's like, mummy, there's a doggy over there. Look, that looks like such and such dog. I'm like, oh, yes, of course it does. And like your son, very unreliable. Might be a horse, might be a sheep, might be a cow. But I'm
who knows?
Who knows? It's an animal. And I'll just say, brilliant.